Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, covering the Angels for the Orange County Register, their beat writer, Jeff Fletcher, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Jeff, it's good to have you on Ben and Woods this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jeff, just get us caught up to date on where kind of the legal case around surrounding the Tyler Skaggs death currently stands, both within the Angels organization, with the Skaggs family. What is going to happen next? Just kind of explain it to us and our listeners, if you could.
Well, right now, all we really know is that the Eric Kay, who was a member of the PR staff for a long time, told the DEA that he and Tyler Skaggs had used opioids together for several years, and that they had sort of an arrangement where Skaggs would pay for them and they would use them together. And apparently they had been doing that in the days leading up to his death. Now, where that goes from here, obviously the criminal part of it is that Eric Kay has done something illegal. You know, how much results from that is not really clear at this point, but I think that just from my limited expertise with the DEA and the government, I think they're most interested in prosecuting the big fish, so to speak, the drug suppliers and those kind of people, more than a guy who buys three pills at a time. You know, they might want to make an example of him and, you know, do something to him, but I don't think it's going to be he's not going to spend his life in jail or anything like that. It's certainly, you know, he's not going to be charged with murder or anything like that, because nobody forced Tyler Skaggs to do anything, so they were just participating in illegal drug use.
And I'm assuming...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm assuming that this guy that came forward, Kay, came forward because there were text messages found and Venmo transactions that have been documented. This wasn't a, hey, I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, but a, hey, I better come forward and tell the truth about what's going on right now to save myself from getting in any serious trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you always have the right to plead the fifth and, you know, not answer questions. But I think that, you know, if there's text messages, a trail like that between the two of you, you know, you're kind of stuck. And like I said, I think that probably the government would have explained to him, although I don't know this for sure, this is just kind of my assumption, is that they said, look, we're most interested in finding out where you got the stuff from and where they got it from and where it's being produced and how it's getting into the United States. And that kind of thing is really what the DEA is more interested in than rounding up a bunch of people to buy, you know, three pills at a time.
For Angels fans, though, Jeff, what is going to be the impact on this organization? I mean, they don't have a manager right now. Are they equipped to get through this and, you know, continue to move on? Because it seems like it has the potential to be a very divisive, tough issue hanging over the head of whoever is the new skipper.
Well, I mean, I'm not 100% sure that that's true. I mean, if this is just one individual that had problems with player, you know, then that's
crap.
Not necessarily any kind of a systemic organizational thing. Now, if the Angels were somehow encouraging Tyler Skaggs to take painkillers so he could pitch, you know, these kind of painkillers, then they could be held liable. They could be sued for millions and millions of dollars. That could be a big problem. If there's any pattern of them doing this with other players, right now there's no evidence of any of that.
We lost him.
We lost Jeff. Jeff, hey,
there you are. You're cutting in and out a little bit.
Yeah, let's see if we can just kind of refresh the line, so to speak, whatever we do to try to get that going, because I am very interested to hear about this and how it's going to affect, because this is a big offseason for the Angels as well. Clearly, Artie Moreno has that go-for-it mentality, wants to you know, be a big spender potentially on the free agent market.
Make a splash with manager.
They talked about with Gerrit Cole as being maybe one of the leading candidates for him in the offseason. Jeff, I think we get you back online. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Terms of the free agency market for the Angels, what do you see kind of how this offseason is going to transpire for the team?
Well, they need pitching. They definitely need starting pitching. They need probably two good starting pitchers. Gerrit Cole is obviously the best guy out there, and he's from Orange County. He's certainly going to be a target. He's going to cost a lot of money, and you know, they would like to get him. Be another guy like a Zach Wheeler type guy, and I think that Artie Moreno is definitely interested in you know, spending some money this year. I think that when they fired Brad Ausmus, it showed that he's getting a little impatient and he wants to win right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do up the payroll a little bit.
We're talking to Jeff Fletcher from the OC Register. And back to the Tyler Skaggs story real quick. The one thing that kind of jumped out at me was the gentleman, Kay, that was in, I guess, a hospital or rehab. And Tyler Skaggs was texting him while he was in the hospital. And his mom actually saw it. And I guess she spoke to an Angels official who no longer is with the Angels. And that official has now denied ever knowing this. The cover-up here, if there is one, and, you know, to be fair, there's not really one yet, the cover-up always is worse than the crime. What are the ramifications this could have on the Angels as an organization?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, right now it seems like it's just one person's word against another person's word. And, you know, there's all kinds of different layers of what did they know if, you know, they knew that a player had some kind of substance problem that doesn't necessarily tell how serious it is, or, you know, there's all kinds of different layers to it, and we don't really know right now. I think that for the Angels to really be legally in trouble, they would have to prove that they were negligent in doing something that they should have done for any other player.
Yeah.
You know, and they're certainly not going to go knock on everybody's door at 2 a.m. in their hotel room and make sure they're not doing anything. So, you know, it's a difficult situation, certainly.
It is. And, you know, the interesting thing to me, and if I have this right, I'm pretty sure, I'm about 99% sure that I do. If you're on the 40-man roster in Major League Baseball, they don't test you for recreational drugs. And I wonder if something like this, and obviously we've seen it here in San Diego, you know, one of our beloved stars. And it's happened a lot in the history of baseball. Do you wonder if that's something that will ever be changed? Because if this could have been identified, even if it was with a positive test, maybe it could have saved this young man's life.
Definitely. They didn't test for performance-enhancing drugs,
yeah,
10 years ago, and it became a problem enough that they started testing for them. So you can see that if there's enough interest, certainly of the players and the teams, they just have to agree to it, that they could test for these kind of things. And, like, you know, if it saves one person's life, then you think it's probably worth it.
Last thing for me, Jeff, what day do they announce Joe Maddon as the new manager of the Angels?
It could be any day now. I assume it's going to be Joe Maddon, but, you know, until it happens, we don't know for sure. But I would think that we should start kind of looking out in the next 3 days or so.
Unless I see him walking into Petco Park for an interview, because I know the Padres would be interested.
Oh, of course.
It tells me that he's got to be close with the Angels, or, you know, otherwise he'd be looking at other options at this moment. But, hey, we're not staked out 24/7 either. So you never know, I guess, until the final contract is signed. Jeff, really appreciate it. Thanks for checking in with us on what's going on with the Halos.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Jeff Fletcher, OC Register, Angels beat writer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.